our town lake.
Oh, Filipina also.
Filipina also, yeah.
What's the name, Tata?
Christina Arinkurayan.
Arinkurayan.
Come from our town.
So you were going to put him to college, but he never...
Yeah, supposed to be, yeah.
Yeah, but he fool around.
Yeah, put him in the college, if he got a girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Before I opened the school, they came into Maui and they asked for marriage. So I said, uh-huh. Okay.
Uh-huh.
If that's all you want, go ahead, go married.
So now, then he found a job. He had to find a job.
Yeah, no, he got the job also when he came back.
Oh, I see. God. So what does he do now? What kind of work does he do?
He work in, what do you call that, Barbas Point.
Barbas Point, yeah.
He's captain over there now with the fire department.
Ah.
He had a good job.
Yeah, good job.
Rascal boy. You can hide him.
Yeah, I haven't asked you yet about the Federation. Then Tata, afterwards, when did you decide you wanted to get married again?
About 2 years after he died.
So 69?
69, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, and then what did you do? You decided to go to the Philippines.
Yeah, I decided to go to the Philippines. Go vacation like that,
uh-huh.
Or go marry like that,
uh-huh.
Or whatever.
But you tell people back home that you're looking for a wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then, so how did you... You're related to Tata, Macario.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it was Andaya.
Mm-hmm.
Was happening. And you were also together here in Hawaii before.
No, it's the Empire before.
Together, yeah?
No, I still was here.
Oh, but you knew each other?
Yeah, we see each other.
Yeah. Okay, and then I think we'll start. So, what did you do, Tata? Did you go to different people or just Tata Macario's?
Tata?
Just, yeah.
No, I didn't go home for
'Balikbayan'?
No, I go home to a friend.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I go married another girl in the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
But when I arrive over there in Manila,
uh-huh.
He come with me in Manila, right?
Uh-huh.
But he took bullshit.
Uh-huh.
You know what he did? In the letter she missed. No, Mrs. When I arrive, I can find out he got one girl,
uh-huh.
18 years old.
18?
Yeah.
So you...
That is the wrong he made.
He didn't tell you?
Didn't tell me the truth. So I got mad.
Uh-huh.
And that one is no good.
Uh-huh.
So
then you went go back to the...
Then my parents say, we go back in the province.
Uh-huh.
She's supposed to be coming home right away. Because I got mad.
Yeah.
But he said, we go back in the province. We go look the province first before you go home.
Uh-huh.
So we go back. And then I got caught in the Philippines.
What do you mean? By
Yeah. Then I got caught. Well, I looking for what? For so I thought okay. Because when you're leaving one house, nobody take care of the house. Longshore, eh?
Yeah, long
time, yeah. So supposed to be somebody to get the house.
Yeah.
As you go, good living.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
And that is the old man, what you call, apple guy. The time already.
Whose motto was it?
The man. Dr.
Moncado. Oh,
Dr. Moncado,
yeah. Oh.
That's why he married.
Yeah.
So, he like the members all good married, going to be.
Yeah.
But they don't believe sometime before, so they don't married some. Then some married, that's why Napoleon married.
Yeah. But the spirit of spiritualists never got married, yeah? Before.
Some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them married, some of them no.
Did you do traditional Ilocano courtship, Tata, when you have sabong? Is it sabong?
No.
Dowry and
no.
And bride price, no more?
No.
No. You just make arrangements?
Yeah, like arrangement.
You marry and then you take the wife to America, like that?
Yeah. No. Because that one is nonsense, you call it. How about you? Did they make?
No, because my husband... See, in the Philippines, the man pays for the wedding, yeah?
Yeah.
But my husband, when he come to Philippines, he didn't have money.
No.
He was just a student, a Fulbright student. So we both save.
Wow.
Because we got married in the Philippines, we both save. And then gave to him, yeah? And then my grandparents thought he paid paid for it, but it came from both of us.
See, that kind is no good.
Yeah.
Well, where are you married and you save your own money?
Yeah, right. Yeah, save money rather than.
Then you took a sweat with that money.
Yeah.
Then you can squeeze them.
Yeah.
But the kind of sabong like that. In the Philippines, you have plenty of
time. Yeah, thank you. Sige, Tata, we continue na lang ngayon, because you have to go, yeah? Because then next, Tata, I will ask you about the Federation. Because I haven't asked you yet. Okay, Tata.
Oh, what now?
Just when did you join the Federation?
Oh. I've been joined to the Filipino Federation was 1928.
Uh-huh. And where? How did you join, Tata? How were you recruited to become a member?
Well, somebody come to my home and then explained to me about the work to the Filipino Federation.
Uh-huh.
And when second time the comments, as the time I understand what they talking about, that's why I'm joining.
Okay, who was the one, Tata, who came to your house? Do you remember the name?
Yes, Anastasio Puntanilla.
Anastasio Puntanilla.
And Felipe Tumacder, I suppose.
Felipe Tumacder.
Right.
Yeah. So was he was your relative? Did you know that?
To Philippine Tumacder, yes.
Tumacder, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you know he was your relative then?
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
I
so he knew you.
Mm-hmm. That's why they come to my house.
Oh.
Because they know me.
Okay, what did they say? How did they explain the Federation, Tata?
Well, they explained that the Federation, that the first thing, we're going to take the complete independence of the Philippines.
Uh-huh.
Then after that, they have something coming. Well, that one is, I don't know, until today.
Uh-huh. Okay. So they explained to you material and spiritual? Did they explain much to you about the spiritual?
She explained to me only about material.
Uh-huh.
Didn't explain spiritual yet, because I think later on, about 6 months after, spiritual.
Okay. What was that something else coming, Tata? That they didn't explain what it was?
That is what it called. They never explained to me what is that about, but I understand that the when they take the Philippine independence, and then you get some kind of historical members about their life.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Then what made you decide to join the Federation?
Because when they explained to me about all the federations from the beginning, I understand that they take out some kind of biases. Of course, I did not drink, I did not smoke, but that was how you talk. And then I believe that the God is. Is in the earth, because he say he got three. What do you call that?
Persons in the
persons.
Jisama,
Jisana, Spirit Santo. That's it. So I was thinking, if I join, I think maybe I can get more information. So I joined.
What was your religion before, Tata? In back in Isabela or in Ilocos Norte when you were growing up?
No more religion.
No more. Your parents?
My parents is, I know, was Catholic, but I never went to church.
And your parents never took you to church?
No, only sometimes. When I was in Ilocos Norte, so I took me to church.
You never became Aglipay, Tata? Independiente?
No. I know. I don't know what is Aglipay history in the Philippines, but I never joined them.
Then, Tata, in 1927, yeah? When you joined?
28,
okay. Then, what kinds of activities, what did you have to do as a member?
You pay dues, yeah? Yeah, you pay dues to the hut, to the, what you call, the officer, because they are not working, and you have to be the office because you get blind spotted.
So what were the dues, Tata? How much did you have to pay a month or?
Well, all depends how much cost the office before and the expenses for the officer. Sometimes we pay about $3 pesos, $3, sometimes $4. I get no more limit.
They would just ask you for
just ask you how much. You think how much the expenses.
Okay. Then what did you do at this time? You were, where were you, Tata? What place were you in 1928? Where were you working? Yeah.
1928, I was in Wahe, Walukushuga.
Walukushuga. Okay. So, how did they organize the meetings? Like, when you decided you will become a member, who contacted you? Where did you meet? How often did you meet? What did you do? What kind of activities did you do?
When you got meeting, they let us know.
Where
place we got meeting? Sometimes we ran one big hole. Meeting sometimes in the office only because the office was getting my voice big.
Where was
voting this one? Here.
Where was the office?
That is the Makino building in Waluco.
Makino?
Makino building in Waluco.
Okay. How do you spell Makin?
Makino? M-E-K-I-N-O, I think Makino.
Oh, Makino. Okay. So that was the old branch office then,
right,
in Waluco. Now, did they have... okay. In this meeting, Tara, what did you discuss?
We discuss about the problem about the officer, what good for the members, how much they spend, like that. That's what we discuss.
Okay.
And if we get chance, we go to house to house, just like the
Jehovah.
Let us chase the people house to house.
Jehovah,
yeah. English, go house to house. The Philippine Federation is the first guy to go to house to house before. See, because if you go house to house like that, if you get to three, could join the federation, and then you don't have to pay the office. Only you, if you find a top three guy like that, and then you got some kind of credit from the organization.
Oh, then you don't have to make contribution for the office.
And then you don't have to contribution to much, because that is your work. So when I did that in the Walukushuga, me the one, the first guy going in there.
This
Trojo Omel is way behind. So then take me to the plantation house, plantation office. He asked me some kind of question on why I joined. So that's why I said to you that I explained to them that I joined because I like it. So he said, move better, we take out the money, your money, because I pay $100 for that. See, for doing the organization.
So that's matriculate membership.
Matriculate membership, yeah.
Yeah.
So I tell them cannot. I cannot do that because that one is just like donation. Mm-hmm. That one just like I go out to gamble and I get the, I lost the money for the gambling, better than when I get to the organization.
Mm-hmm.
So they can push me to take out the money.
What is it started? Take out the money from where?
From the Filipino Federation.
Who was asking you to take out the money?
The boss to the plantation.
Oh, I see.
Because the before the plantation too strong, anybody go around the camp before.
Yeah, right, right.
They can stop them any time.
Yeah.
But the federation cannot stop because that this is incorporation in 1925 and it's stuck to Los Angeles.
Yeah, right.
So they cannot stop them.
Then, Tata, did you have any kind of a church or services like this at the beginning, before?
We have after 5 years later, 5 years ago.
So like 1928 plus 5, so like about 1934.
After. Uh-huh. Then we got the Sunday school something.
You call it Sunday school?
So I call it Sunday school.
Okay, what happens at the Sunday school, Tata? What? How would you describe?
Well, the Sunday school good because you go there to learn for how to do the team members and you learn about the God, mm-hmm. you learn about the people.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Who headed the Sunday school and where was the Sunday school? Here also in the meeting place, same building, in Kahului, in Wailuku.
See, I forget the name now. One Filipino, Mr. Kobiko, is the first one to organize, or Mr. Reyes is the organizer for the Sunday school next to Mr. Kobiko.
Uh-huh.
And in my way, the way I understand, one Filipino before but already passed away, I think I put his name before Napoleon Agassi.
Uh-huh.
Napoleon Agassi is your membership before.
I see. So you had Mr. Kobiko would come here, although Mr. Kobiko is from Honolulu or from?
Yeah, only sometimes he came in. Uh-huh. Boss, Mr. Reyes coming over.
Oh really? He came here. So you met Papa Reyes then?
Oh yes.
Yeah.
You stayed in the apartment before. We got big apartment in Wailuku before. Then they tried this store there.
Plantation. How is he, Tata? Can you describe him? How did he dress?
As dressed as a gentleman, what you call? Then he's moving just like slow moving.
Uh-huh. How did he speak?
Speak English, Tagalog.
Uh-huh.
Because he's a real Tagalog.
Yeah. But did he know Ilocano or Visayan?
He know a little bit Visaya.
Uh-huh.
But Ilocano is that is his secret.
His secret?
Yeah.
What does that mean, Tata?
That means that he don't like talk Ilocano, I don't know why.
Oh, he didn't like to talk Ilocano. Mm-hmm. So when he talked to the plantation workers, he talked in Tagalog?
Yeah, he talked in Tagalog.
Or English?
Tagalog.
But Tagalog, English. Yeah. Huh. Was he tall?
No,
short.
Just like Tata. More short than him.
Tata Napoleon?
No.
Tata. Yeah. Oh, okay. Huh. What did he do when he was talking to you? He wasn't dressed like a priest.
He used dress up coat.
Americana.
Americana, yeah. Every time put Americana. All the members before, he using coat, not like now. Uh-huh. Now he no use corpata, no use nothing.
Yeah, but before you all had.
Before the using.
Okay, did you have the hats already at the beginning?
No.
No.
Only later on the hat.
Only what?
Tada? Yeah, later on.
Later on. Do you remember what year the hat came out?
See, the hat came out about 1940, I suppose, because that's the time I was vacationing in the Philippines. 1940.
Uh-huh. And you came back, they were wearing...
The year.
Did he have long hair?
Yeah. So, no, some
Papa
of them.
Reyes.
No, Papa Reyes, no.
He didn't have long hair?
No. Short hair.
Short hair. But then, okay, what about the spiritualists who already...
Long hair.
They were already long,
long
hair.
Long. Okay. That's the time you get the power.
Uh-huh. When you have long hair.
Yeah, the long hair, and then when afterward, because you're all but to the old man.
Yeah.
Then the old man cut off the power. She no power no more. But to still yet the go on to the spiritual work.
Mm-hmm. But when they have long hair like that, they have power.
They get the power.
Was it part of their belief not to marry? Not to get married?
They don't say that the old man, they don't say that you are not married.
Uh-huh.
That's why the old man didn't marry, because the member said they don't like married.
They don't like?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. That's why even the old man tell them go marry, you know, go marry. So that's why the old man even married, so that they get, what do you call, they gave him the sample.
Example, yeah.
Yeah, the sample.
Did you meet Dr. Moncado, the master?
Yes.
Where,
Tata? Honolulu, in my house. Every day, they come into Hawaii Island, they come to my house first. Come from Honolulu, from my house. Come from Los Angeles, because some older members before the high officer say, no go on thy house.
On
thy
house,
No go on thy house, okay. The telegram come from, the old man come from Los Angeles, say, when I go to Maui, I go on thy house.
Tells you?
Yeah.
But the members, the leaders, they don't want.
You don't want.
How come, Tata?
Well, the jealousy. Because the members now too much jealousy. So, they come to my house. Even Mama Toy come to my house. Because when I come to my house, I cook good food. I cook dugu-dugu. That one, he like. That's what they can mean more, you know, forget. See, that's why, when 1963, no, 33, we got big convention here in Maui. That's the time we met.
The first time?
No, of course we meet Honolulu every time, but when you come from the very different island, just like a small potato.
Yeah.
All the Honolulu get good chance.
Yeah.
So you come in my way, you find us. Me, Mr. Omer, Mr. Akiat, Napoleon is behind. Because Napoleon can remember in 1936.
Yeah. So you were the first, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
So we talk story, any kind of story. Sometimes we stay in the hotel overnight. The old man full story, numero uno.
Just talk story like that.
Talk story, any kind of story. And then no over and over. Because they all different world, yeah.
Like what, Tata?
Yeah,
do you remember?
I forget all the story. So, that is the...
What, did he treat you, you know, like, I know members believe that he's God, yeah?
Yeah.
But do you believe that, Tata?
Yeah,
that
I believe.
He's God? Okay. But he never said that he was God. You never heard him say...
In the last word he said, yeah.
When was that, Tata?
When 19... '52, '53, I think, plus. That is the last word he said.
What did he say?
He said, I am the God, you follow me.
And where was this, where he said this? Where did he say it?
He said in Honolulu, when we got meeting
in
Honolulu.
In Kalihi?
Meeting, yeah, no. In the school street was that intermediate school in... School Street, I think that one, I forget now.
Did you have any miracles, Tata, personally, that happened to you? Because some members, they have kind of their own miracles that the master performed. No.
I got some time.
Yeah, but I know it's personal. I'm not going to ask you what it is. Yeah, but you know, some of them have things happen to them. They say that.
Yes, some time. But I forget already.
You forget?
I forget all because we got men. Together.
Of course. He joked with you and
yeah,
all that.
Huh? Joke with me, play, but not the kind of joking for real joke, no.
Uh-huh.
Just joke the word with me.
Yeah. And your Romana's mother was very active also.
Yeah.
So, did you become more active when you married her or
same
before
same.
You were already yeah. active?
Same.
Yeah.
No change.
The Sunday school, Tata, they were mostly in Visayan?
Yeah, most Visayan. Yeah. Most Visayan. Okay. Because the spiritual, you know why? The spiritual is Bagunyuta first. Yeah.
Alvaro.
Camino y Alvaro,
yeah.
She's Visaya. Him, he got the power. Uh-huh. Because 105 days, I think.
He sacrificed.
Inside the room, they lock him up.
Uh-huh.
No water, no nothing.
Uh-huh.
105 days.
Uh-huh.
That's why when they come out, it's a bagong yuta. Bagong buhay.
Yeah.
See?
Uh-huh.
Because you get the power, that's why everybody believes for Alvaro.
Uh-huh.
But when Alvaro to mat high,
uh-huh.
mysterious cut down. Calm down because I see that the buhay then the master.
Who? Bagong Yuta?
Yeah, because he do 105 years inside the room without food.
Uh-huh.
That's why he took that, he got more power than down then.
Uh-huh.
That's why calm down.
Papa Reyes cut him down?
Papa Reyes and the master calm down.
The master. How did, when did this happen?
That's a long time ago. Was, 1934, I think something, 34, 35, something like that.
And how did the Papa Reyes and the master cut him down? What?
Oh, just take out the power, that's all.
Did they go to the other, yeah, how did the other members know about it though?
They don't know. But Papa Reyes and the master,
uh-huh.
tell them personally to the members, tell them, Arado is, what you call,
Alvaro,
no power. Uh-huh. No power, because Alvaro inside jail.
Uh-huh. What was he inside jail for, Tata?
Well, they at the time, he took out the power because he makes something wrong with the law.
Oh.
About jail.
Oh, like abuse?
Yeah.
Abuse a girl?
Right. Huh. She's not supposed to be because he got the power, that's why all the girls like him. But already, the only karma of his power.
Yeah. So, and that's the reason why he made trouble?
Right.
Can you remember what the incident was, Tata? Where was that? In Honolulu?
That was 1935 or 36 something.
It hit the papers, yeah. Was it in the papers?
Yeah, it was in the paper.
Oh.
It was in the paper.
So how long was he in jail then?
Yeah, I don't know. I forget how long they say inside the jail, but when come out,
yeah.
send him back to the Philippines.
The master did, or oh,
the
who's oh the government,
the
right?
Government sent him back to
he got deported. Then.
He got deported. Yeah.
Huh. So he didn't. Did he start anything back in the Philippines?
Well, I don't know.
No,
I think.
No, but did anybody visit him in jail?
In Kalihi?
No.
In Hawaii?
Yeah, in Hawaii, yeah. When he was in jail.
Yeah, he visited you.
Uh-huh. How did the members feel about that, the fact that he got
well,
into jail?
Well, they feel that, sorry, but no can help because it's as the law.
Uh-huh.
So...
Was he at fault, Tata, or maybe the girl just...
His fault.
His fault?
His fault.
he was always with women, is that it? Or they go after him or he goes after them? Which?
He go after them.
He go after them.
He go after them.
But he was a spiritualist, yeah?
Yeah. But that's why I say, that mean when you cut off your power, is no power at all.
The other thing, Tata, when...
Not supposed to be like this, because when my Napoleon hear me, he invite me.
No, I want...
He's a spiritual man.
Yeah, that. Oh, tell me about that, Tata. What do you see the difference between the spiritualist and the materialist? Yeah, you seem to have sometimes different ways, but also different ways of looking at things.